Rhys Hoskins, showing that practice does indeed make perfect, he and his Phillies teammates getting set to put on an offensive clinic against Dan Straley and the Marlins.
0-2 the count. Straley's pitch. Swing and a ground ball. Fair over the third base bag. It'll go down the line, and it misses the sidewall, goes all the way to the corner. Hoskins will have a chance to score. Samwell waving him home. There'll be no throw to the plate. It's a double for Aaron Altair, and he has reclaimed the lead for the Phillies. It's 2-1.
If you add his AAA totals and Major League totals, more than anybody in professional baseball. And the 0-1. Swing and a long drive. Deep left field. That ball is long gone. Goodbye. And two more RBI to that total. He's done it again. Rhys Hoskins, his fifth home run in the last five games. His 17th in his 33rd Major League game. A two-run shot. And the Phillies now lead 5-1. He is absolutely amazing.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. And back with another curveball. This time Yelich offered at it.
Got him. Paint. Matches a career high in strikeouts with 10. In the air to right field. That is a long one. Whoa! Second deck in the back of the second deck. A two-run bomb by Odubel Herrera. It's 7-1 Phillies. Swing and a miss. Wow. Three straight curveballs. It's a career high 11 strikeouts for Aaron Nola.
Aaron Nola beats the Marlins for the first time in four tries this season. 8-1 Phillies is your final. Rhys Hoskins becomes the fastest player ever to hit 17 Major League home runs. He's played just 33 games. He now has 5 homers and 10 RBIs in his last 5. Odubel Herrera now has a career-high 50 RBIs on the year, and his 6th inning home run off of Dan Straley put this game out of reach.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of my goals in spring training. You know, I'm thankful that it's paying off. You know, I've been working hard in the cage, you know, with a hitting coach. I'm very happy right now.
All right, this team, as a team, in the second half has really started to add on offensively. You know, early in the season, not scoring a lot of runs. Now, second half of the season, scoring a bunch. How important is that to Sid?
Creo que también con la ayuda del hitting coach, que nos ha ayudado, hemos seguido trabajando en el cage. Eso es lo importante. Eso lo estamos poniendo en el juego.
Yeah, it's really important because we want to help our pitchers out too. We want them to go long in the game. We want them to feel comfortable on the mound. You know, so that's really good. Also, you know, the work that we've been doing with the hitting coach, that's really important. You know, he's been helping us a lot, working along, you know, a long time with us. He's been very patient. So I'm glad that it's working out for all of us now.
How do I get Torito power? How do I get it?
Working hard, my man, working hard.
The Phillies youth movement continues to produce results down the stretch, and manager Pete McCannon is reminded of the club's glory days.
That game reminded me of when I was here in 09, 10, and 11. Good pitching, good hitting, power, good defense. Very reminiscent of when I arrived here, I first saw, and it was great to see. Nola, of course. Outstanding performance, career high 11 strikeouts, pitched extremely well, just shut him down. He's had some difficulty with that team in the past, but he solved that today. Real happy to see Hoskins come out of his 2 or 3 at bat slump of not hitting a home run. So that was good to see. But that the sack fly was probably had the longest hang time I've ever seen in a fly ball. And also I have to mention the home run that Odubel hit. That reminded me of the grand slam that Howard hit in that third deck. He almost hit the facade of that third deck. These guys are really swinging the bats well. Good to see Williams and Hoskins solidify that middle of the lineup. Everybody swinging the bats well. Morgan, what a job he's done over the course of the year. You talk about a guy developing during the course of the year. He's turned into a real good-looking pitcher, and I've seen Arano a couple times now. I like what I see from Arano. Overall, a great game.
Odubel seems a little energized up in that leadoff hole. If you can develop some hitters here over the next year or so, where's his best spot in the order?
That's a tough question, Jim. It remains to be seen, depending on who we have next year, who's all here. I can't really determine that right now, but I know that from what I've seen so far, Williams and Hoskins are definite candidates for the middle of that lineup. I mean, that Williams is just a RBI machine, and you know what Hoskins can do. And
is it fair to you that Odubel likes leading off?
Well, he might like leading off. You know, if he's he gets back to where he was before, where he would take a walk, I think he'd be ideal in that position. But that remains to be seen. But he has been playing with a lot of energy.
Sorry about that. Do you ever feel like a fan watching Reese Hoskins, just wondering what's going to happen now, and just like the rest of us are?
Actually, I'm going to get his autograph on a ball today. I mean, it's really outstanding. It's a lot of fun to watch. I mentioned that to Bob McClure during the game. I said, this is a lot of fun just to watch him. It's been a lot of fun.
Are you really going to get his autograph?
You should probably get
yeah.
You should probably get more than one.
Yeah.
Take a step forward this year more than you thought even.
Yeah, he has. You know, he's had he went through that stretch of, 10 or 12 games where he gave up two runs or less, and had a little lull in those performances. But he bounced back, and today was he looked like he was right in the middle of that run.
Aaron Nola produces one of the most dominant starts of his young career, and he finally gets the best of the Marlins in 2017.
Stay simple tonight. You know, they got me good this year. I was just trying to stay simple and stay down in the zone and throw all my pitches for strikes.
You had good success against Ozuna in three strikeouts. He had given you some trouble over the years. What was your approach on him?
Get ahead of him.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good hitter when he's ahead in the count. And just like a lot of those guys, just like a lot of guys in the major league. So getting ahead is key tonight.
When a team has, you know, your number like Marlins had, does it make a performance tonight extra satisfying?
If you're three, that was my fourth game this time around. The past three times they got me and scored quite a bit of runs.
The accolades continue to mount for the rookie Reese Hoskins. He's now batting .310 on the year with an eye-popping 1218 OPS.
You know, I had to give a little look into the dugout and just, I don't know, kind of shrug. It's fun, you know, especially, you know, win a couple in a row the way that we have. It feels good in the clubhouse. It does.
I think you said a couple weeks ago that you weren't, you know, shocked at how well that you've adjusted. But, I mean, you look at the numbers, and 17 home runs here in however many games, and there's 29 home runs. And I mean, how does that add up that you played 4 months?
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, I'm confident in the ability that I have. I really am. I'm confident in the work that I'm doing before games is putting me in a situation to be successful once the game starts. I know this is not going to last forever. It's baseball. It's a humbling game. It's a game of failure. I just have been lucky enough that I'm able to kind of ride this natural wave for it's been almost a month now. And I'm just going to try to keep riding as long as I can.
Tools to prepare in the big leagues, like scouting reports and all that stuff?
Yeah, there's more information.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the flip side, they have more information too.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Not that there has to be more work done, but there's a little bit of, there was, and there still is, a little bit of refining of that work. And, you know, we have to look at different details is what it comes down to.
Pete joked, you know, he's going to get your autograph and whatever. have you experienced any of that stuff on the outside, either like walking down the street, people start recognizing you, anybody from the other team ask for an autograph? I mean, as hot as you've been these first few weeks?
A couple times today, I went to breakfast and just kind of hey on the street, which was pretty cool. You know, I just kind of still see myself as a normal kid playing baseball and happens to be in a big city. So, but, you know, I'd like to talk to the guys on the field as much as I can. You know, they're obviously big leaguers for a reason as well. So if I can pick up a little something from here or there from guys that get on first base or maybe like today, more play first base, anything helps, really. It's a tough game, so anything will help.
Has Stanton said anything to you during this series?
Just kind of keep going. You know, obviously the work is going to need to be there for your whole career. And he just kind of reiterated that. And
where was that?
He got on first base last night.
He didn't
so
say
it was pretty cool. You know, that guy's obviously a star in this game, and especially with the year that he's having. so to be able to share that with him is pretty cool.
He didn't say, like, stop stealing my thunder?
No, not at all. He's got all the thunder in baseball right now. He's chasing history, so.
Did you see that stat, though, that he's the only person that has more home runs combined? Like, you know, if you combine yours in the minor leagues and the major leagues, he's the only one with more?
I haven't, but I guess, yeah, we do a little simple math. It's, I don't know, like I said, it's just something that I'm trying to ride as long as I can.
Home runs aside, I mean, have you ever been this locked in at the plate at any point in your career, big minor leagues included?
I think the start to this year was something similar. You know, maybe not this locked in every single night, but I think that's where it started. And, you know, I was lucky enough that I got to learn from that and take, you know, bits and pieces from it and apply it to where I am now.
The Phillies will go for the series sweep on Thursday when Jake Thompson takes the mound.